When I think of a bucket list, I'm like, okay, these are things that I want to go do, like skydive or, well, that's about it. But I don't even really want to skydive because I'm afraid my parachute won't open. But things that you're going to do before you kick the bucket, what would you do for an Indiana bucket list? Kind of the same concept. Like, listen, you've got to do this before you kick the bucket. Alex, you're from Indiana, right?
Yes, I was born in Terre Haute. A lot of people don't know this about me.
Yeah, I didn't know that
either. I moved
here
from Louisville, but I was born in Terre Haute and I was raised in southern Indiana in Floyd's Knobs.
Whose knob?
Floyd's.
Oh, Floyd's. How's he doing? All right. So let me ask you first, before we get to calls, at 317-239-1009. And also social media, if you can't get through, it's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. What would you put on your Indiana bucket list? Can you recommend one thing you think, hey, we should check out or do?
Ooh, only one. I've got like five in mind.
Yeah, save them just in case people call in with them.
Okay. So for one, I'll say that mine is I think that you should go to Brown County State Park, but in the fall.
Is it like the leaves changing or what
part
of it?
Yes, it is one of the most beautiful parts of Indiana, and that's not far from Indianapolis. That's what I was telling you and Lindsay. You should do a weekend getaway, go stay in Brown County this fall because it is so unbelievably gorgeous.
We'll have to do that. She wants to go somewhere, and that's not doesn't sound like it's too far away and sounds fun. Let's start out with Dave in Greenwood. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's something we should put on our Indiana bucket list?
I just want to say the Brown County thing is awesome. I agree 100%. But I think that you've got to go to the southernmost point of Indiana down towards Kentucky, where all the rolling hills covered in trees are, and see a sunset or sunrise over those hills.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, now where is that? Before I came to work here in Indy with Alex, I worked and lived in Evansville, Indiana. That's like the southwest part. Are you talking like southeast of Indiana or where at?
I mean, honestly, you know the area, Joe. It's majestic when you see that, you know. It's almost postcard quality.
Awesome. Dave and Greenwood, you're the man. Thank you for calling in and also confirming Alex's suggestion. Let's go to Clark. You're on the southwest side. What would you put on the Indiana bucket list, Clark?
Holiday World.
Yes.
Indiana Beach.
Yes, those are great ones. That's what I was thinking, too, was Holiday World. That is such a magical amusement park just because it is so clean. Everyone's so nice. The free soft drinks, everything about it's great. I actually prefer the water park of it to the rides, but I think Holiday World is so great. Yeah.
Okay.
I went there. Water coasters?
Yes.
Awesome. Hands down.
I would agree. I went there one time, and it's a very awesome amusement park. So, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Clark, on the south side. Let's go to Mallory, also on the south side. We've got a lot of south side people today. Hey, what would you add to our Indiana bucket list?
I am going to have to go with the Hannah House.
What's that?
It is a historic house that's over here on the south side of Indy. It's kind of like you can book weddings, receptions at, but you can also do paranormal investigations.
Ooh.
Alex is like looking at this right now. This is like
looking it up.
I hear it in her voice.
I know. She's like, ooh.
The historic Hannah House, the Hannah Mansion in Indianapolis, Indiana, 3801 Madison Avenue.
I've always just thought that that would be something fun, that you could take somebody with you and go hunt ghosts, hear things, and see things you never have before.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago, Fox 59 did a story on it. They say Indy's most haunted place is the Hannah House.
Why would you want to go there? What if you bring something back? You'll be like Post Malone and you might die.
It says the owner, the former owner, is who haunts it. There were slaves there that died in a fire.
Nope. No, thank you. I'm letting them rest in
peace. Come on, Joe. Don't be such a chicken.
Mallory, my life's already a hot mess. I'm not going to add extra spirits to it.
Supposedly, several people have witnessed the ghosts of slaves and have heard moaning and whispering in the cellars. The mansion was given the nickname the house that reeks of death because occasionally one of the bedrooms smells like rotting flesh, but the next day it'll smell like roses. I'm in. Take me there. Let's go.
No, we're not.
Halloween morning, let's call up the Hannah House. Live the web, girl. Call up the Hannah House. See if on Halloween morning we can actually do the show live there. That's what I want to do.
You too.
You can go there.
I'll call in.
Cheyenne, you're on the Joe and Alex Show in Mooresville. What would you add to the Indiana bucket list?
I would say Washington Park up in Michigan City, Indiana.
What's that?
I am from there. It's beautiful. It's called Washington Park. Lake Michigan is right there with the lighthouse and the pier.
Oh.
There's boardwalk shops, and it's right next to like the sand dunes.
Yeah, some people are saying Indiana Dunes should be on there, and I agree. That is one of my most favorite beaches, probably in the United States, and it's right here.
I asked you to hold back, Alex. What else would you add to this little bucket list of things that you like? I got a couple of suggestions, but go ahead.
Okay, the Children's Museum for one.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive what we have here.
And from where I'm from, you got to go to the Falls of Ohio State Park, right there on the Ohio River. It's like real weird. It looks like like dinosaur bone land over there.
Let me play off the word fall. Have you ever been to Fall Festival in Evansville?
No.
It is the greatest thing in the world. It is the second largest street festival. There's no boobs like Mardi Gras, but it is just fried food for like a quarter mile.
Ooh.
Booth after booth after booth. I guarantee there'd be food that you like there. Some you
yeah,
wouldn't.
That sounds like Harvest Homecoming in New Albany, which I go to every year,
too,
where I'm
from. Do they have brain sandwiches at Harvest Homecoming?
I don't think they do, but if I eat it, will it make me smarter?
Yeah, actually improves your intelligence, they say.
Let's send Liv there.
Yeah, I could use it. But also, on my bucket list, you got to visit Brothers and Rock Lobster.
Okay.
All
okay.
right.
Yeah,
you got to.
You know, not everything can make the bucket list. Looks like we just missed out with that one right there.